We are in Simen Tov Mem Zayin. We are up to Sif Hei. And we've been spending a few days on that already. We are in the Ramah of Sif Hei. Once again, what we are dealing with is the halacha, the status of food that was prepared before Pesach. You did not have in mind that you're doing this for Pesach, but there are no chametz ingredients, and you're not aware that the pot was used within 24 hours, where the Ramah gave us the chumrah that since it was not made for the sake of Pesach, number one, we don't say stam keli mein ben yoman. We cannot assume that the keli was not a ben yomo from chametz. And second of all, we are afraid that if you did not explicitly make it for Pesach, there may have been a crumb that fell into this. Says the Ramah further now, yesh machmirim lehistapek mechometz yayin shemistapki mimeno kol hashana. Some are careful not to use the wine vinegar that you use all year long, the chayshinon shemenosnu bo min hanisher min asuda, because we're afraid that you put back into the bottle leftover vinegar that was sitting there at the table. They would use vinegar as something to dip their bread in. Ulefamim yeshbo peruri lechem, and there may be a little bit of, there may be some breadcrumbs in it. There could even be crumbs. Uvim konos elu she'en chometz yayin matsui lo ra'isi machmirim bazeh. Says the Ramah that in our parts of the world where it's not easy to get hold of wine vinegar, one could be makel. I haven't seen people being machmir. Now, we're talking about even in a case where the vinegar was prepared in a new keli, even if right now you took it with a kashal of Pesach keli, still the halachi is that the Ramah says to be machmer because we're afraid that you took from it during the meal and returned some. Whereas, what happens if you keep it in a storehouse somewhere and you don't return anything from the meal into it, then the halachi is that it's mutter. Furthermore, if you actually strain the vinegar to make sure there isn't a crumb in it, then the halacha is that that's mutter too. In other words, all we're choshish for in this case is the fact that there may be a crumb in there. If you know for a fact that there's no crumb because you don't return the leftovers, and or in a case where you did strain it, the halacha is it's mutter. Whereas, if you didn't, then the Ramah is telling you to be machmer, but he says that in these parts of the world, we're back in Poland, it was not common to have vinegar, and therefore this was too harsh a minig, and Kali Yisrael wasn't keeping it. Mishnah Berurah brings that Rabbi Kiveger is machmir against the Ramah and said that if there's any chash whatsoever that you may have put the leftovers back from the meal, even if vinegar is rare, one cannot be makel. Now, next piece of Ramah. V'od yesh machmir lachatchila shelo lemalos min yayin v'chometz yayin toch lamed lepesach b'chli chometz. That there's a minig of not taking from a keli chametz from your wine or your vinegar. V'imelu toch lamed nogim shlo l'shtoso b'pesach. And within 30 days of Pesach, you actually took some in a keli that is chametz. Then the minig is not to drink it. V'hamekel lo hifsid, says the Mishnah Berurah, says the Ramah. And one who is lenient has not lost anything. Certainly in a place where wine and vinegar are not common. So that the Ramah here is giving us a case that he says is more lenient than the previous one. What are we talking about? We're talking about you used a keli that is chametz, but clean. You know for a fact that it's clean. You stuck that into the barrel in order to fill up the wine. So there the halachi is that the Ramah said that one should be machmir. If you know for a fact that the keli was rinsed out beforehand and therefore was not only clean but was spotless, it was really rinsed, so the halachi is that it is mutter, with the one condition that you didn't have wine sitting in it for 24 hours. If you have it there for 24 hours, so the Mishnah Berurah says as follows. If it was actually sitting there for 24 hours, normally the halacha is that we are makel and we say that in kvisha, since it takes 24 hours to do kvisha, if the pot was a ben yomo, by the time the kvisha took effect, it was already an ena ben yomo. So it would not be able to aser. In the case of vinegar, although we say that it takes 24 hours for it to absorb, the halacha is that since it is sharp, it will wake up an old taste. So that, let's say you kept vinegar in a chametz keli that was washed, it was rinsed, it was perfectly clean, but it was there for 24 hours, there we would actually aser the vinegar. Now, how about if you put sugar in there? The Mishnah Berurah gives us a rule that if you use sugar that was not made specially for Pesach, if it's not kosher to Pesach sugar, then whatever you use the sugar for, say winemaking, the halacha would be that that is usur. The reason being that it was known that they put sugar, that they put chametz into sugar itself because flour was cheaper than sugar. Unless you actually strained it very carefully before Pesach to take out all the sugar, and in Hefsid Merubah it would be mutter even if you weren't masan in it. Now one can ask the question, you strained it, but you know sugar dissolves, and maybe there was some flour in there that dissolved. And the answer is that if something actually dissolved, that is considered lach balach, and before Pesach it'll be batul b'shishim. Further in the Ramah now. Chavis yayin, a barrel of wine, shedovku nesarav babotzik. It's made of wood, and they glued the pieces of wood together with nothing less than dough. Im hutok beis chadashim kodem Pesach. If it was done within 2 months before Pesach, adayin rachu, it is still relatively soft, v'nosen tam b'Pesach, and it is giving off chametz flavor into the wine on Pesach, v'osur lishtoso, it'll be osur to drink. Whereas if it was put before then, Farnes Yabish, we say that it dried already, the Eino Nosen Tamba Pesach, and it does not give flavor on Pesach for Shari, and it is Mutter. Miu, he mentions, in Yesh Kazayas Botzek, but Mokam Echot Chayav Lavar, but if you have a full Kazayas of dough in one place is a Chi of beer. We learned back in Tof Mem Beis that if you have a Kazayas of Chametz in one place, even though it was made as glue, since it is an entire Kazayas of Chametz, it is not bottle. The reason why this would be usher on Pesach if it was done within 2 months, if it was done more than 2 months ago, because we say that whatever flour there does not have a shame chametz anymore. Whereas if it's after if it's within 2 months, now one may ask, if it's within two months, it's still not a good flavor, it's still chametz nuksha. Nevertheless, you put it in there lechatchila. You knew that you were putting wine into a barrel that had its wood put together with chametz. Chametz nuksha that you did bittel lechatchila for the sake of using it on Pesach. The halachi is that it is not bottle. Now, if you put the dough there within 2 months, but it was more than 30 days ago, the halachi is that although you cannot use this wine, you are allowed to keep it if it's more than 30 days ago, and some are matir even toch lamed. The halacha that says that if the dough was put there from before 2 months, the halacha is that it's mutter, that would not help you in a place where you have a kazayas in one place, unless you actually do something to physically destroy it. The halacha is if you take chametz before Pesach and it is less than a kazayas and you turn it into glue, the halacha is that it's batel. It is not considered chametz anymore. It's not food. If it's a kazayas, it will not lose its identity. If, however, you painted it or you put teat over it, which means you went and put a layer of mud or whatever else it was, plaster that you put over it, the halachi is that it loses its shame chametz. As a rule, a full kazayas of chametz, even though it's no longer edible, is still considered chametz. Whereas if you did an act to it where you physically destroyed it by way of painting it or plastering over it, there the halachi is that it is considered batel and there is no bal yiroi. So getting back here to the barrel, if it was done more than 2 months ago, it would not ruin the wine. With regard to keeping the barrel altogether, so long as it's less than a kazayas, it's mutter. If it's more than one whole kazayas in a place, there you would have to paint it or put plaster over it, do a shinui maisa in a way that it would lose its identity as being chametz.